Well, isn't this finally the time of year this year when we can see that if we cut off a branch from a tree or a bush or something like that, it's not going to do anything. But right now, I was walking over and noticing the trees on Marquette's campus. They're just budding. They're just ready to go. And the allergy season's going to take hold. But it's that remaining in and remaining on to remain alive. That's significant here. So I'm going to start about this. Jesus is the true vine. Now, the Greek, alethenos, can be translated, he's the faithful vine, or the holy vine. Those are other words that are used in Greek in the Old Testament to translate this word. And it's especially important because, I think I have this here. Yeah. When God reveals the divine name to Moses in chapter 35, after the golden calf incident, there's a revelation of God's name. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, alethenos. So Jesus being the true vine is taking, among other things, to himself, the name of God. The true, the faithful one. True in that sense. But the vine is another thing. The vine, in especially Old Testament usage, it's about Israel being a vine taken out of Egypt and planted. And in the prophets especially talk about this as Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more fruit increased, the more altars he built. In other words, the altars that were built that Hosea is talking about were to idols, so that the fruit that Israel bore as the vine was idolatry. Their heart is false, they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. And then the song in Isaiah 5, I'm not going to go on like this all day, God planted this vine and comes to the people and says, look, I'm coming to look for the grapes that you should bear, but what I expected it to yield grapes. Why did it yield wild grapes? And it's about idolatry. So what Jesus is saying, I am the vine, he's also saying, I am true Israel, planted to bear fruit that is not idolatry, but rather is the fruit that we heard about, especially in the second reading of the two commandments, to believe in the name of Jesus and to love one another. Those are the only two commandments in John's gospel. Now, that's a pretty nice thought, isn't it? He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. How? This is a great little verb. I'm just going to hit a couple things on this. He removes every branch. He bears it. He lifts it and picks it up and takes it away. John, the baptizer, saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, who removes the sins of the world." So my Father is the vine dresser who removes every branch that doesn't bear fruit. And Jesus is the Lamb who removes the sins of the world. They do the same thing. Jesus said to the man who was paralyzed, "Stand up, remove your mat and walk." He removed his mat and began to walk. And the whole picture here is Jesus removing paralysis. As the Father removes every branch that doesn't bear fruit. And Jesus, along with Martha and Mary, said, "Remove the stone." Martha said, "He's been dead 4 days." So they removed the stone, and Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." As the Father removes every branch that doesn't bear fruit, so Jesus had them remove the stone so that he could raise Lazarus to life. And so on. More and more I'm believing this, that Jesus being the true vine and us being the branches who are invited to remain in him and to be to bear much fruit. The gap that takes place is really powerful. And in 5 weeks, I'll be ordained 39 years, and I figure I've heard confessions for 39 years. And one of the things that occurs to me is about our human weakness and our need to be independent and not remain in the vine, because then we're dependent. And to be concerned and caught up with our fears that can be so difficult. Because fear prompts so many things: idolatry, revenge, blah, blah, blah. All the things that you and I do, right? And resentment and old hurts. We could hang on to this stuff, and we do in our lives. And shame and remorse. I'm remembering more now, 6-8 months ago, some guy talked about coming, he was confessing and saying, "Really, my God is shame. Because I am concerned more about that than God. Because I'm not enough." It seems to me that remaining in the vine for us means remaining in Jesus, in the Father, with our fear and grudges and shame and remorse. That the faithful vine that Jesus is both saying is here now and will be in the future, the new Israel, is about the growth of believing in the name of Jesus that He's with us at our worst. And then as we learn that love and forgiveness, seems to me then the fruit that we bear is to love one another. So it's a marvelous picture, this vine and branches and stuff. And it's a great challenge to you and me to say, can I stand, can I bear being loved by Christ at my worst? Which is the growth of the vine through the branches and bearing much fruit, which is loving God, oneself, and another. And that's what we celebrate here today as we go on to the Eucharistic prayer in a moment that says, oh God, we thank you for you have opened for us a pathway back, as it were, for us anyway, to find ourselves rooted in the vine. What a gift. So let's seek in that grace today to believe in the name of Jesus and to love one another.